Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Of course. 5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. That is the only way this really works the way it's supposed to. In all sincerity. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again here on the air. Here, making these work. Truly. I'm laughing because, I got things popping up my screen that should not be popping up my screen. It's just wonderful. But really, in all seriousness, people, I mean, you've got a lot going on right now. Vice President, should we still call her Vice President? I mean, she's like Vice Joke at this point, is she not? Am I missing something here? In all sincerity, am I missing something? Right? So, she comes out, and they actually made fun of her today. And I jumped right into it, didn't I? They made fun of her today. Actually mocked her for some of the dumbest things that she says. Does she really think about the words coming out of her mouth? I'm not so sure she does. So she was mocked earlier for stating that kids are facing climate and mental health issues. Really? Prove it. No. I'm not being a jerk. Prove it. Right? Give me some science. Ooh, there's that word. Science to back it up. Now, they ridiculed her after she voiced concerns of young children dealing with a climate mental health problems. She mentioned a climate change related issue during her appearance on Wednesday at the Aspen Ideas Climate Conference in Miami Beach. She told a crowd in attendance about how she spoke to young climate activists who claim climate change is affecting their mental health. How about this? You're not even qualified to be VP, let alone give somebody information or tell them what they can do about their mental health. You know, she was roasted for this all over the place. Now, specifically, the activists told her that they were struggling with climate mental health. She went on to say that, again, one of the young leaders was talking to me about climate mental health. I said, tell me what are you going through? What are you and your peers going through? Climate mental health. She continued, I said, I think I understand, but unpack it for me. In other words, I don't have a clue. Be a little more descriptive, will you please? She talked about how her peers are thinking about it, and Harris said that the young woman gave an example to help her understand saying one example is, you know, whether they're ready, they can start a family, they're worried about what that would mean, what would that look like. I don't know, I'm confused here. This was stuff we struggled with. We were confused about as kids. You know, I remember driving home from the hospital after my first son was born, my oldest son. I was young. And, you know, everybody's young. I mean, all these years, we were taught, you get a job, right? You go to school, you get a trade, you get a skill, you know, you work, you make money. And you didn't beat your brains out always worried that the sky was falling. Because if the Russians back then pressed the button, there was nothing you could do about it anyhow. Right? So, you lived your life. Now, the young person, which I think is hilarious, said, well, you know, the example here is, well, can we start a family? Right? We're going to be able to afford to live somewhere. You wouldn't worry about all these things unless you got a job. Right? Worry about getting a job. Worry about getting a skill. Get out there, do something with your life. Save a few bucks. Don't look at mommy and daddy to constantly hand you money. Whole different animal, isn't it? Really? So, you know, I started to say when I had my oldest son driving home from the hospital, you're scratching yourself in the head. Come on, let's just be honest about it. Right? You're scratching your head. You're petrified. Now you got to feed somebody else. My God. You're barely feeding you and your wife. Rent is a day or two late most of the time. Right? What was it? Because there was too much month left in your money? So could you start a family? That's up to you. You've been saving. You've been working. I mean, especially if there's two of you. If you consistently think that you just go ahead and have kids when you're single and hope it works out, well, of course you're always going to be worried whether or not you have money, you have this, you have that. This whole process, this whole family thing was set up so there was two of you. So two people could work at making sure that your kids, your house, your life, or lives were good. She went on to say they're talking about it in terms of their peers, trying to figure it out. They have to get a job. How else are they going to make a living? Oh, my God, these are terrible things to have to worry about. No, they're not. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe was in your host. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We'd love to hear what you have to say. A lot going on, a lot happening. Robert Blake, I don't know if you know this, he died today. Some of you are way too young to remember him. Right? This was a star that was acquitted of killing his wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley, back in 2005. And, I didn't know the guy. I mean, I didn't know anything about him, really. So, I guess he was almost 90 years old. He died here from some kind of heart disease. But, here's a guy, you talk about Hollywood getting away with murder in the old days. Yeah, that's him. I mean, sir, you guys should go check it out. Check out what was surrounding the death of his wife, how it went down. Right, he was really weird. He was a good but weird actor. Right? He'd be given, with all the work that he did, the acting work, all thrown away when he became the defendant in a real-life murder story, right? And it was bizarre, man. It was really kind of freaky. So, again, she was, anyway, you have to look it up yourself. You'll have some fun with it if you look it up yourself, seriously. All right, 855-ROJO, 855-732-5556. Okay, the old guys, they just need to move on. And look, this is me saying it. Right? The old guys just need to move on. It really is that simple. Apparently McConnell fell at a private party the other day again. Now, I mean, this time he really hurt himself. He showed up, well, he had to go to the hospital, right? And the hospital decided to keep him now. So, it's kind of like, well, when are you guys going to decide to start retiring? Just go. It's okay. We don't need you. All right. We're talking about Vice President Harris and her consistent flow of, these word salad that she uses to try to explain some of this stuff. And she was talking to young leaders. You know, think about this. Here was her chance. She's talking to kids about stuff that's going on in their lives. She says that they're dealing with the climate mental health issues. How she got that out of the conversation, I don't know. These kids are talking about they're worried about not being able to get a job, right? They're worried about starting a family. They're worried about all these things that have nothing to do with climate change. You know why? Because in the 70s, we were worried about getting jobs. We were worried about starting a family. We were worried about all these things, too. And we didn't have the climate change hanging over our head. You know what we had? We had a nuclear holocaust hanging over our head. Any day. They even had to do stupid drills like dive. You remember that? Dive under the desk during the air raids or the air raid practices. So she's calling all these things that because they're worried about getting a job, they're worried about starting a family, they're worried about owning a home. She's calling that the climate change mental health. It's real life health. They're real life thoughts, real life thinking. It's okay to mentally struggle through stuff. It's okay to be concerned about something and try to figure out how you're going to make it work, how you're going to make things better. What is wrong with that? I should be saying, what's wrong with them? Anyway. And they come up with climate. Climate seems to be the word we're going to put in front of every other word. Even if it doesn't make sense. So, if you've got kids that are listening and following this stuff, talk with them. No, really, talk with them. I mean, even Heritage Foundation research fellow Delano Squire, he went after Harris. He said, climate mental health? We're being led by some of the most fearful, neurotic, narcissistic people in history. He's right. I mean, this is, in my humble opinion, this is mental health abuse at its finest. When these kids truly have issues, they're not going to know how real they are. Right? Climate alarmists is mental health abuse of young people. Many of my students, according to the doctor, also express concern about having children because the alarmists have convinced them that the planet is about to blow. Right? This is those people that feel that we're overpopulated. We can't afford to feed everybody. We're running out of food. Well, if you guys would let us grow food here in California, if you'd let them water the food, you'd have plenty. And that's what scares them. What scares them is how wrong they are, how wrong they've been, how wrong they continue to be. About food. About meat. About growing in our fields. Really, think about it. Earth science professor Dr. Matthew Wheelick. He slammed Harris and other climate activists and one stressing kids out with the concept. He tweets, climate alarmism is mental health abuse of young people. Many of the students also expressed concern about having children, about raising a family. This is going on in every class. Anti-Biden Harris Democrat Farouk Shamisi, he cited his speech as further proof that the Biden administration can't run America. He wrote, we have a problem in the White House, Biden. Biden and Harris have both lost the ability to lead. But she never had the ability to lead. If you guys had done your homework, I saw what she was like. I'm not going to say she would have got elected. Because Dems will even vote for dead Dems. Travis County, Texas, GOP Chairman Matt McCowiak, he simply remarked, these people are insane and fundamentally unserious. Oh, he's so right. Fundamentally unserious. Anti-green energy activist, a power of the future founder, Daniel Turner, commented that Harris is worried about the climate and mental health. What about the mental health of the laid-off Keystone XL pipeline workers? And he's so right. Now these guys, they can't feed their families. Right? You want to talk about not being able to feed? You can't feed our families, can't put gas in a car, can't put food on the table, can't go to work. There's something wrong with these people. And you can see it in their faces. Yeah, I'm going to say that. You can see it in their faces. Anyway. Joe Mazzino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Come on back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is laying out his budget plan.
Medicare finally has the power now to negotiate for lower drug prices. It's going to reduce the deficit to $160 billion.
While speaking to union workers in Philadelphia, Biden said the budget also includes capping the cost of insulin at $35 a month for all Americans. Biden called on Republicans to release their budget as well. The budget includes a new billionaire tax, an increase on the tax for corporate stock buybacks, and an increase on the Medicare tax for those making more than $400,000 a year. At least 7 people are dead, several more injured after a mass shooting in Germany. Local media reports that it happened at a church in the northern city of Hamburg, where more than two dozen people were believed to be shot. The suspect is believed to be dead now. Residents nearby had been told not to leave their homes at one point. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. In the chat room, tweeting, texting, being involved, being engaged, speaking up on these issues. Got to speak up on the issues. That's the way we fix it. I say it all the time. I know I'm repetitive. Sorry about that. But I'm not sorry about it. I want to be repetitive to the point where you listen, take notes, decide this is what you want to do, and do it. That's really it. So get engaged. And then fight back. You know, you ever notice that when we have these weather incidents, we have a tornado, a hurricane, or whatever, the left always says, well, yeah, they head over there to Texas because God's mad at them and all of this. I was got a kick out of that. They're very fast. They're very fast to throw God around, right, where they want to use him. But when they want to prove to you once and for all that he doesn't believe, well, it's because they believe it. Right? So anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. So you got this little, volcano, Tanaga volcano in Alaska. And apparently it's showing signs that it's going to light off here any day now. And you know, those people who live in and around and pretty much right under it. I don't want to make it sound like I don't care about them. But you live around and right under it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you have to agree, believe, or understand that when it goes off, you can lose your house. You're not just going to lose it, man. It's going to incinerate it. There'll be nothing left of that house. Just saying. You know, every little boy, you know, gets all excited about these kind of things. And I don't mean, I'm not talking about a volcano, you know, burning down your house. But, you know, you see it. Remember when you were a kid, you made those paper mache volcanoes. You were, like, interested in science. We were doing all kinds of crazy stuff like that. It was cool. But anyway, when you live in places like that, you know, you're living at the bottom of a volcano. You can expect this kind of stuff to happen. And then again, the only reason I bring it up is because I loved it recently in Texas and Oklahoma and some other places when these things happened. These disasters were because God was punishing them. So I guess God's punishing the Alaskans. I don't know what to tell you. I don't believe that personally. I'm just saying, I just find it interesting. Well, we have a U.S. Air Force now has a new B-21 Raider. And they put it out there for show. It's our newest nuclear bomber. Yeah, you heard me. Nuclear bomber. Right? They released two new images of the B-21. It was during the 2023 air show, Air and Space Forces Warfare Symposium in Aurora, Colorado. General Thomas Bussier, commander of the Air Force Global Strike Command, he spoke there, talked about it. One of the aspects of the bomber fleet that includes a B-21 Raider, which is described as a bomber that is adaptable for future threats, has both nuclear and conventional capabilities. I can't even imagine. Right? Long-term plan, the Air Force plans to acquire 220 more of these bombers. The B-21 is on track to deliver operational aircraft to its first main operation base in, I think it's later on this year. I think they're going to start releasing these kind of things so you know or have a clue, or think you have a clue, that we've got the firepower to push back. Right? Firepower to push back on China. I think they want China to still believe that we got what it takes. I got news for you. According to Valley and a few others, General Valley, we're not ready. Our guys might be physically ready, maybe even mentally ready. But the reality is, we don't have the ammunition. We don't have the equipment we need. There's a lot of stuff we just don't have. And the way we're going, you look at these young people that don't want to join the military. They don't want to join the service. And it's not even so much that some of them don't want to serve the country. They know what kind of trouble the military's in. They don't want to deal with gender garbage. Yeah, you heard me. They don't want to hear how the military is the biggest polluter of any organization on the planet. Right? Because they're still using gasoline. They're going to go to electric tanks. God. I'd like to see how that works out for them. Electric tanks. I'm sorry. Electric tanks. We're going to go to war with that. Hold on, guys. Battery charge break. Right, is that what they're going to be doing? Again, just amazing. And it never stops. Okay, another stupid... Stupid. These laws make you nuts. Right? Now, I'm not into this at all. And I know Florida's going to burst everybody's bubble. But a Florida law banning firearm sales to people younger than 21 was upheld in federal appeals court. A law passed in Florida in the wake of the Parkland school shooting. It required individuals to be at least 21 years old before they could purchase firearms. It was upheld by a federal court on Thursday. The Florida legislature passed the majority Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act. Here's the problem with this. And I'm not saying a 12-year-old should get a gun. Don't get me wrong. I don't know where your kids are at mentally. And if parents would pay attention to their kids, they would know where they were at, and this wouldn't be such a big deal. We keep talking about the state not dictating to parents how they should raise their kids. What should be allowed? The problem is that they're not being parents. You heard Dr. Beebe on the show. She says the same thing. If you're not going to be parents, then these are things that we have to do. So you can't sell firearms to a Floridian between the ages of 18 and 21, but there's so many other things they can do. Right? Switch genders physically. There's a lot of things they can do between 18 and 21. Well, the Second Amendment didn't have an age ban on it. What happened? You realize that if the kids were as impulsive back then as they are now, do you really think our founding fathers would have put an age limit on there? I think they would have. Right? Now, the NRA challenged the law. Funny how there's free toys. Speak out against DeSantis, never come up with this. But the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit ruled Thursday that the law doesn't violate the Second Amendment. Well, actually, it does. At the root, the core of it, it does. Again, you have a right to bear arms, not between certain ages. The act restriction on the sale of firearms 18 to 20-year-olds. is consistent with this nation's relevant historical tradition of firearm regulation. No, we really have only regulated it, you know, probably over the last 100 years, plus or minus. I don't think I do not believe. If you guys can show me something, it might be different. You know, show me something that's up here. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Right? If you get involved, you start talking about this stuff. You'll free yourself up to do so much, to make such a change, to really be able to push back on people that are not being, well, that aren't. It's not that they're not being; they aren't swift people. Right? All right, so this was from the other day, but I got to bring it up again because it's still making me nuts. First Lady Jill Biden, she gives the Biological Man an award, a Woman of Courage award, which I find interesting, extremely interesting. A biological male, Alba Ruida, earned the honor because he is a transgender woman who was kicked out of classrooms, barred for sitting for exams. Right? I mean, refused job opportunities, subjected to violence, rejected by her family. But in the face of these challenges, she worked to end violence and discrimination against LGBTQ+ community in Argentina. Now, that's according to our own State Department. God, is this really what they should be doing? Is this really what we signed them up for? Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Hit the button. So, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Head over to mypillow.com, mypillow.com. If you use the promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Mike wants to keep the money here in this country with people working in this country, paying taxes here to watch them get flushed. Come on, let's be honest. Mypillow.com. Check it out. Some great gifts for your spouse, significant other, or whatever. Talk about how the First Lady gave an award to a biological man on Woman of Courage. I even said who I refer to as the Jenner got Woman of the Year before any bottom surgery was done. How does that work? Is it because you think you are? Just saying. Now, the International Women's Day, it's a good time to remember that Democrats can't even tell you what a woman is. So how can you vote for one when you don't know what it is? Really, what if you wore one of those, the gender-neutral suits, right? Went to an event, they couldn't tell what you were. You could be whatever you wanted to be, whatever you wanted to be, couldn't you? Just saying, didn't say it was right. Right? I love this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Okay, that's it. Disney's done. Well, kind of. Disney now has decided to ban Zippity-Doo-Dah. So were they bad words now? Does everybody have to kind of go through and figure out the meaning of every symbolism on every movie known to mankind? Might it have been they were just trying to show people what it was like at the time? Because you do have these movies, you know, that come up. They're period movies. You want to know what was going on. Why did people say certain things they said? I mean, really? Unreal. Disney's removed a beloved song from its daily parade at Disney. I didn't even think they still had those. Maybe they snuck them back in again. And they're sanitizing it again. That's right, Zippity Doodah, gone. It's a song they say that has brought countless joy to millions of Americans. It's been given a heave-ho after critics said it was racist. It was featured prominently in a 1946 classic, Song of the South. The film is set in the post-Civil War. Right? It explores the friendship between a white boy and an elderly black man. Oh, can't have that. No. Too nice. Of course, there's nothing remotely racist about the Song of the South. Or even Zippity Doodah, for that matter. The song won an Academy Award for Best Original Song. James Baskett, the star of the film, became the first black man to win an Oscar. Really? This isn't going to come out right. We should celebrate our history. And when I say that, we saw issues that we had in our history, we saw things that were being kept from us. Right? And we overcame it. We worked to right it. Take it from wrong, go to right. Right? And now Disney has really become what they perceive to be the face of anti-whiteness. Well, good luck with that. Let's see how that works out for you. Nobody, no white person that I know hang around with or talk with wants any kind of racism happening on Disney campuses. The park. Right? Universal Studios. All these theme parks across the country. You don't need any racism going on, do you? Bob Iger, Disney CEO, said that the Song of the South is just not appropriate in today's world. Disney World is also dismantling Space Mountain because the ride was based on characters from the movie. Oh, God. Bowing to critical acclaim. Well, really. Go look at there's probably a multitude of movies and shows if you dig deep enough. Right, you can find anything wrong with them. Anything that might have a hint of racism in it. We're not there anymore. We're just not there. Right, and actually the songwriters, who wrote Zippity Doodah or Splash Mountain, who were being called racist, they're known for writing songs that were ridiculous. That were included nonsensical words. And I guarantee that some of the left will be looking at those words going, okay, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? Has to have some kind of racial overtone to it. Must have it. Right? Bibbidi, bobbidi, boo. That's code for God knows what, I don't know. From Cinderella and what about Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? My God, from Mary Poppins. You guys remember that one? I mean, apparently, these are slights on the South. How? Can't even spell the word, for God's sakes. Who do you know that uses it? Now, every once in a while, you find a whack toy who thinks that they have locked on this special word, they use it all the time, but not here. Making up words was their trademark. It was gibberish. And now you got the cancel culture. Saying that some of those words got to go. They're secret meanings. We need to know what they are, comrade. It's just amazing. Oh, God bless people. You know, talking to one of my brothers today, my brother Brian, we were talking about where the world is at. And he's not a hardcore conservative. He's in Massachusetts, for God's sakes. And I don't even know what he's registered as. I wouldn't ask him. It's none of my business. Right? But he asked me point blank. He's like, Joe, you're in this every day. You're looking at these stories. I'm looking at this story. I said, Brian, I got a better one for you. What are the people around you saying? What are the Democrats in Massachusetts that you run around with, which I know, you know, quite a few of them are registered Democrats because that's what Ma was, that was Dad was, you know. But they vote Republican a lot. Anyway, I said, what are they saying? He said, you know, funny thing about it is they're just catching on. And they're asking stupid questions like, how long has this been going on? Why are we letting this happen? How could this happen? Well, listen, I got news for you. It happened because you let your people in. It happened because you thought that having a Democrat over a Republican, no matter what, was okay, was better. And look at what happened. Look around. Look at what you've been bit with. And they don't care what you think. They told you that. They don't care what you think. They know what's better for you. Really. Yeah, Newsom is going to be in a world of hurt here soon. Right? Anyway, God. 855-732-5563. A little update on McConnell. He's going to stay hospitalized for days at this point. Like I said earlier, these guys are getting older. They need to move on. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell was absent from the Senate Thursday after being hospitalized. Look, and this puts us back into the vote. I know, it sounds terrible, doesn't it? That's how they do it. Leader McConnell tripped a dinner event on Wednesday evening. He's been admitted to the hospital. He's being treated for a concussion. He's expected to remain in the hospital for a few days of observation and treatment. He's grateful to the medical professionals for their care and his colleagues for their warm wishes. Yeah. Hey, Mitch, they're probably saying to him, right? They're going, you should stay in there till you're totally 100% sure that you're healed. Really. We got some stuff we need to push through. Right? He's 81 years old. Look, Pelosi, Schumer, what the heck's her name? Pelosi, Schumer, you got a whole bunch of them. Sheila Jackson Lee. I get some of them mixed up, really. Sheila Jackson Lee, right? Waters, Maxine Waters. These people, what is it with them? They need to go on a permanent vacation. All right? What? An asteroid as big as a swimming pool. It looks like it's coming for Earth. Well, maybe that's the best thing that happened to us. Start all over again. I don't know. Right, anyway. Well, we do. I know. It sounds different, but we don't. We wish him well. I don't want the man to die. I don't want anything bad to happen to him, because then you guys get all over my case. You'll say I wish it on him like I have that kind of power. Right? But some of these people aren't thinking like right at their age. Some of these people don't know how to think it through. Seriously. You know, a senator warned some of these anti-Christian schools, you're ticking off Jesus, you know. They don't care. Joe Messina? Wow. That's just my name. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming up after the break. We're going to be joined by Jennifer Van Laar. A lot of stuff going on you need to know about here in California and other places. We'll be right back.